This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith. And our favorite thing to do on this program is to explore faith and its transformative power in the lives of believers. And on this show, we will interview people who are willing to share their faith journey. How did they come to faith in Jesus Christ? And when did they first know and experience the living God? We also like to talk about some of our favorite scriptures and stories found in the Bible. You can now download podcasts from this program on iTunes, and you can hear them all also on the WCHV.com website. Last week on the show, extremely powerful program. Hope you had a chance to tune in or catch the podcast. It was everybody's favorite teacher, Barbara Pemberton, talking about 9/11 and how her faith helped carry her through the loss of her sister, Sue Sauer, in the World Trade Center. It was a great program, a mighty testimony, and we're so grateful that Barbara was able to come on the show. We also have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. And we truly appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. Well, today on the program, we have my friend Joan Hutter. Joan's husband, Chauncey Jr., has been on this program previously, and we're going to talk with Joan about her faith journey as well as her recent mission trip to Mozambique. But before we do that, let's talk about this week's victory verses. We have four of them today. The first one is Psalm 145, number 18. The Lord is close to all who call on Him. Yes, to all who call on Him in truth. Also from the Psalms, Psalm 16:11, You reveal the path of life to me. In your presence is abundant joy. In your right hand are eternal pleasures. And one of my anchor verses comes from Joshua, the first chapter, the 9th verse. Yes, be bold and strong. Banish fear and doubt. For remember, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And our last verse this morning comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with my good friend Joan Hutter. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. On September 27th, Waynesboro Parks and Recreation Department will sponsor a kite flying day at Conyers Springs Park in Waynesboro from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Chillin' on the Creek is September 27th at Muddy Run Farm in Crozet. It's a concert to benefit Gary Davis, who was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Gates open up at 2 p.m. The Orange County Cruisers are holding their annual Christmas for Kids car show on September 28th from 10 until 3 at Orange County Booster Park on Route 20. Culpeper Parks and Recreation is hosting its 7th annual Culpeper Cycling Century Bicycle Ride on October 4th from 8 until 5 in the afternoon. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith. Heal a broken heart. with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And today we have my good friend Joan Hutter with us on the program. We're going to talk a bit about Joan's mission trip recently this summer. She went to Mozambique. Before we do that, Joan, I want to welcome you to this program. Thank you for being on the show. And we'd like you to start with your faith journey, if you would.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for having me come on your show today. It's such an honor. I am just one heartbeat in this world, but my heart is beating for God, for the Lord Jesus Christ. I was born into a family, a very happy family, and quickly the family fell apart. When I was 5 years old, my father walked out of our family. I loved him with all my heart. I probably loved him with my heart, soul, mind, and strength. He was my dad. And even though he walked out, I still was able to see him through the years until he died when I was a teenager. However, when he walked out, we no longer had access to him, and in an everyday way, like an everyday faith way. And I remember, just when I think back on that time in my life and my growing up days, my whole world fell apart in the sense of emptiness. I felt empty. But God is faithful. And he came to my mom, and he came to my brother and myself, and he filled us with his joy and his presence and his power. And we would get down on our knees together, and we would ask him to fill the pantry. We would ask him to provide everything we needed. And groceries would show up on the doorstep. So in my young life, I learned lack and abundance all in the same time.
Wow.
In a way, it was an emptiness and a filling all at once. And I grew up knowing Jesus, trusting in him, relying on him. I fell in love with him at such a young age. I just would commune with God, go outside and just love on him. I loved nature. I loved being outside. I loved breathing his presence. And when I was a teenager, is when I really began to delve into the Word, and he met me in the Scriptures. I fell in love with him even more deeply, and the words would just jump off the page. And through Young Life, you know, Young Life Ministry, we have that in our city. That ministry became very important to me when I was a teenager. And then my life just began to open up, because when you say yes to Jesus and he has provided, you've known him as provider, as father, as joy giver, peace giver, everything, your everything, he just will be with you. So his presence, and his presence is fullness of joy. That's Psalm 16:11, which you just read. I grew in Christ. I went off to college at UNC Chapel Hill. I was a writer. I poured out my heart to God in writing. I began to hear his voice in my heart. He began to whisper. I heard him say, "I love you." I'd heard that before, but it just became so clear. And I just said, "Lord, I'm yours. I'll be your everything. I mean, I'll be your anything. You are my everything." And so I walked with him and followed him. So I just felt him leading me along the way on the path. And then I grew. I came up here to Charlottesville, Virginia. I was born in Charlotte, North Carolina. But I came here to write for the newspaper here and just explore my writing gifts in a professional way. And then I met Chauncey.
Wow.
So then we got married. We've had 4 children. And my life has been a life of ever-increasing presence of God, just seeking him, gathering people to study the Word. And so that this heartbeat would trigger other hearts to just beat after him, to know his love. He is a lover. He is after our hearts. He sees us. He knows us. And if we would be awakened, he awakens us with the kiss of his word, with the kiss of his presence. If we would be awakened, and we would be alive and be full of life in our everyday walk and faith, the church would come to life and people would be drawn to Christ if we would wake up and see the ones right before us all around. So
I'd love to see you and Chauncey together, too, because as in love with the Lord as you are, Chauncey is, it appears to be, equally. And so the two of you together, it's you're glowing together and for all the right reasons. Let me go back to the hurt of childhood, because we talk to people on this show who have not found their faith yet. And they search in a lot of different ways. They search through their job. They try to find fulfillment in their job, or they try to find meaning in their life, and they try all the other things out there, but they're not able to come back to the Lord and find that God can fill that hole in their heart. So what would you say to somebody who's listening on this show and God found you and you found God, but what if they haven't had that experience? Somebody on this show who's listening right now, who's, they're hurting, going through pain, they've suffered, what would you say to them?
I would say, if you are real, God, show up in my life. If you are real, come to me and show yourself to me. Mm-hmm. Even now, I say, Lord, show me your glory. Show me you. I need you. It's a spirit of desperation. It's okay to be desperate for God. It's mm-hmm. okay to be desperate for the life that won't go away, for the filling that won't drain out, for the one who is eternal. His love never, ever fails. Many loves fail. The love of food. Bread can only fill us for a little while. Success. I'm ready for the next thing. Mm-hmm. The next approval. What about seeking man's approval? Whatever it is, you find all of your fountains are in the Lord and all of your life is in Him. And I learned this over time. But when you know that there's a living God, you want to meet the living God, not the God of religion. You want to know the real Jesus. Mm-hmm. Will the real Lord please stand up? Will mm-hmm. the real one come to me? I'm empty. Fill me. If I can't go on another day unless you come to me. I must see your light. I must have you. And I have met many people who have tried to find their life in many ways. And it's all to no good. Only when we just say, I can't do this on my own, even if we're really good at things, is when He breaks in and fills us. It's a spirit of just saying, I'm open to you. Please come.
All right, let me take this a different way now. Suppose one of our listeners feels like there's no hope for them, that the enemy has them just riddled with guilt and unworthiness. And whenever they try to turn to the Lord, the enemy gets in their brain and starts saying, there's no way out for you. You have too much history of doing bad things and a life full of sin. There's no chance for you. What do you say to somebody who feels kind of helpless, like they're not worthy, and that that God can't heal them, or God can't help them, or God can't get them out of this situation? What do you say to them?
Well, the enemy is an accuser. He spends night and day accusing. Mm-hmm. The sons and daughters of the Lord. And he wants to squelch us. He wants to put us down, put us out, make us feel like we're disqualified. So I would say that he has no authority for those who are in Christ Jesus. You can tell him to leave in the name of Jesus and stop agreeing with that voice mm-hmm. that wants to put you down. Agree with what God says about you. The only way to agree with that is to know what he says, to get in the Word, yes. and to read your scriptures. And I always say, start with the Gospel of John mm-hmm. and read through that Gospel. Read the Gospel of John chapter 3 three times in a row. And you just need to know your identity in Christ and know that there's power in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. The devil cannot get to you anymore. Those thoughts have to leave. Submit yourself to God trust in Him, and He will do, He will set you free. There's freedom in Jesus. You need to quit agreeing with that voice of condemnation and be set free by the voice of the lover of your soul. And it's just a matter of a decision sometimes. I will not agree with that anymore.
I love your advice about spending time in the gospel. And a lot of times, as you witnessed in your life, the words jumped off the page. And oftentimes, as I'm reading all through God's Word, I see an intersection of Scripture in my life. I'm like, hey, wait a second. He's just described my situation right there, and the Bible comes alive. And as you and I, as lovers of the Word, we know that God's Word is alive and active. And Joan, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back, and we want to talk about your amazing trip to Mozambique. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break and be back in just a second.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Monticello Area Boy Scouts will be holding their second annual Apple Harvest 5K Trail Run on October 11th at 8 a.m. at Pleasant Grove Park in Fluvanna County. The 12th annual Gene Corrigan Golf Tournament to benefit the Charlottesville Catholic School will be on October 13th at Glenmore Country Club. The Culpeper Air Fest Foundation presents the 2014 Culpeper Air Fest on October 11th at Culpeper Regional Airport in Brandy Station. Gates open at 9 a.m. And Orange County High School Class of 1984 is holding its 30th class reunion during the Orange Homecoming Game weekend, October 10th and 11th.
If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith, with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. With us on the program today, we have Joan Hutter. And Joan is just a great witness for the Lord, loves the Lord, and she's going to talk to us in just a second about her mission trip to Mozambique. But before we do that, Joan, would you mind sharing with us your favorite Bible story, or one of them?
Jeff, the one that's coming to mind right now is this beautiful story in John chapter 12 of Mary, who comes in, and Jesus is reclining at a table, and she comes in with her finest offering, her finest perfume, her finest oil. It's worth a year's wages. There's no way that she could quickly make this over again, and all at once she just busts it open and pours it on Jesus's feet, and no one had washed his feet when he came in. And I've been to a place where your feet are really dirty and dusty all the time, and but she came and she poured that fine oil on him in a moment. She was criticized for it too. But that, to me, is like worship, mm-hmm. pouring out our lives in worship unto God. Mm-hmm. He is so worthy. If we could just see how worthy He is, the King of the universe. And she had Him right there in front of her. She saw that worthiness. She was in love with Him, and she just, in a moment, poured it all out. It was worth it to her.
And is it possible, kind of in your life, in your work life, in your day-to-day comings and goings, is it possible for us to show that type of adoration to the Lord today, do you feel?
Absolutely. In every breath, in every heartbeat, we can show love for God, and by loving His people, mm-hmm. and by just whispering praise to Him all mm-hmm. throughout the day. I do it all day long, even when I work. I just love Him so much. He's so worthy just to be an overflow of love to God and to those around us.
So you have such a sweet and gentle way about you. Tell me about the trip to Mozambique, and how did that come to happen, and then get us to Mozambique and tell us what you learned there.
Wow, what a great experience it was. I went with Isha Kabla Ministries. We developed a relationship over time when we did a couple of freedom conferences together in our area, and we're going to do another one this coming October 3rd and 4th. But we ended up going to Mozambique to see a ministry of love. How is a ministry in Africa, Northern Africa, in the bush land, bringing glory to God? How are thousands of churches being born? And how are these children meeting the Lord and coming and being fed? The ministry is called Iris Global. And in Pemba, Mozambique, this woman, Heidi Baker, and her husband, Roland Baker, just showed up about 20 years ago in that nation, sitting on the side of the road just to love Jesus by loving children and loving the poor. So when I had the opportunity to go there, my eyes were opened to the poor in a way I've never experienced. My big question was, how does Matthew 5 translate from there to here? But I would ask the teenagers, what does it mean that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven? We pray here, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does that look like? So I would just ask the teen boys, and they're all preachers. They're fiery preachers because they've been raised in this ministry where the love of God is like this perfume that's poured out over them. And they know Jesus. They know him as their everything. And they would tell me, one after another, open your heart. Open your heart and the kingdom will come. You see, it was a matter of them being available to God's presence. If you open your heart, that's poverty. That's humility. That's poverty. Open your heart. I need you. Kingdom of God comes down and fills. So I really marveled at that. And then I got to see it firsthand in their lives as they poured out their praise. They were happy. They had a shirt, and most had no shoes. We ate rice and beans with them. And I thought, wow, we have soup kitchens in our city. And they just loved our presence, just loved us, just eating with them and listening to them. Had the opportunity to go and visit a little widow in her mud house. She had nothing. She didn't even have a mat before. She was sleeping in the dirt. But Heidi and a team of people built her a little house because Heidi said, I can't take care of everyone, but if I could do one, the one in front of me. And that is really her message, stopping for the one. And I saw what that looked like. If you leave 2 hours early in our culture, this is how I've worked it out to work for me. We have to leave early to stop for the one. It takes time because after you stop for one, you turn and there's the next one. But she won't walk by anyone. We were able to go to northern Mozambique, even farther north, into the bush, where we camped out for 2 nights under what she called the Billion Star Hotel. It was amazing. I've never seen the Jesus film before this time, and these people had never had the gospel come to them. They were a Muslim village. They had never had the gospel come, but do you know that their response was so dynamic, so desperate for Jesus when he came, because you see, the deaf heard and the blind eyes were opened and people were set free from fears and addictions all in a moment when they said yes to Jesus. It was powerful.
Let's go back for a second to the happiness, even though they have almost nothing. Yet there's happiness and joy there. Did that, you contrast that with coming back to the U.S. and in beautiful Charlottesville, Virginia? And does it, how does that strike you when you come from seeing poverty and happiness, and yet you come here and you see a land of great wealth and misery? What does that mean?
Can we be as desperate for Jesus?
Yeah.
We can. We can be as desperate for God, and it's just a matter of an attitude of heart. Happy. Blessed means happy, delighted, mm-hmm. filled with joy are the poor in spirit, are those who say, I have nothing and I need God. Mm-hmm. I was so overwhelmed with their joy and love and the purity of their heart and the gratitude of their lives that I felt so overwhelmed with gratitude when I came back here.
So are you a different person today as a result of this trip?
Sure, yeah. I am different.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say to any of our listeners who are thinking about taking a mission trip? Or maybe it's not out of the country. Maybe it's just, you know, helping out in their community. But how does that part of you develop that wants to give and give and give? What would you say to somebody who's thinking about missions or just helping out in their community?
If you have an open door to go or to stay and just serve where you are, our lives should be worship to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And He will give us more joy than we could ever imagine to just step out of our comfort zone and say, I need you, Lord, and I need more of you, so I'm going to go pour out my life.
Mm-hmm. What about that paradigm shift, though, that so often we think that the world revolves around us, and then when you find the passage in the Bible where Jesus says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Isn't that amazing when you kind of take that saying, you know, maybe it's not stop everybody and feed me or meet my needs. Maybe I need to look at, what am I doing to serve? Because that's the example that was set.
That's an incredible point and a great example. I was just thinking this morning of Christ, how he took off his outer garment and he got down on his knees and he washed the feet of the disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we just mentioned that Mary had poured out perfume on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he washed their dirty feet. And if we could just get an idea of who we are in Christ, so we can just not care what we have to have, we can just give it all away, just like the Son of God did on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And with his life.
That verse reminds me, I have to give a little shout out to my son, Jay Gaffney, who's listening to the program today. Jay was the quarterback on the Covenant High School football team last year. He hurt his shoulder for the second time, had labrum surgery to repair his shoulder. So he went from being the starting quarterback last year to this year where he's walking around in an ultra sling. And instead of feeling sorry for himself and, thinking about how could he have his needs tended to, he and I had a nice long conversation. He decided to be the manager of the football team and to serve the football team and to humble himself. And I just look at him, and he has a little twinkle in his eye when I see him because, you know, he kind of winks at me because he's gone from being the star quarterback to now the manager. And, you know, from time to time, he's helping to bring water on the field. And so we have this little smile on our face because he and I both connect back to that verse. And we say, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served.
That's awesome.
But to serve.
That's
and
true.
So I just encourage any of our listeners to spend a little time and Joan, and meditate on that verse. Joan, thank you so much for being on this show. You certainly are an amazing woman who is serving our community and now serving internationally and being a great role model for folks. And your walk with the Lord is inspiring. I feel this room just kind of radiating with your overflow and your joy and love that you have with the Lord. Thank you again so much, and thank you to our listeners for joining us this morning. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and again, if you have the opportunity, check us out on iTunes because we have all the podcasts from our previous shows now loaded up on iTunes. Folks, again, have an awesome Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a blessing. Joan, thank you too.
Thank you so much.